Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want to talk about. Hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in this room ever do it? And if either of the women say yes, I will throat punch you.
Rude.
Immediately.
Okay. Choosing violence feels really intense. I've almost picked someone up.
Oh.
That's what I don't. When I say hitchhiking, I mean either side. As a female, either side is a dumb move.
I haven't hitchhiked, but
why are you talking?
But I have gotten into a stranger's car and it went poorly.
And not like, and it was friend of someone you didn't know.
It was okay. Not like a
that's hitchhiking
share.
Adjacent.
And it was in Vegas. Yeah, I was with a friend. We were at, I don't know, a bar or something in Vegas, and this guy's like, we're gonna go to Calvin Harris at the Omni, and we're like, woo! I don't know, I was probably 23. He's like,
Erica,
follow me. We get into his car.
What are you doing?
Driving the opposite direction that we need to be going. He gets onto the highway. I've never told the story publicly before.
Hold on. You were sober enough to know which way the Omni was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even think we were like that far gone. It was just, yeah, we want to go see Calvin Harris. And he gets onto the highway going the other way. And I thought fast enough, thank goodness, and just said, I'm going to pee my pants. I pretended to be drunk enough that I was going to pee on the seat in the car. And he pulled over at a gas station and let my friend and I out.
And you just... And never came back.
He did come back. We ran inside. We told the gas station woman, we're going to hide in the bathroom. If a man comes looking for us, tell him we ran out the back.
Oh, my God.
This is a bad story. And
what?
I'm
what are you
sorry.
Doing?
Well, I was
this is the exact 23 kind of story.
And dumb.
Oh, but you're not dumb. And I doubt you were that dumb at 23.
I wanted to see Calvin Harris.
Valid.
And we were in Vegas. Like. It was like just us two girls. I don't know.
Wow. So did he come back in? Do you know?
He did. We waited like 15 minutes and then the woman was so women. She
sticking
was amazing
together.
And she came and stuck her head and she was like, he's gone, by the way. He left. He came and asked
wow.
him and he left.
Mm.
I'm going to see Calvin with him. So yeah.
I mean, I think he was never going to kill us. But he definitely was shady.
What was he going to do with you?
He claimed we were going to pick up a friend. Yeah. The more you talk about it, the less good it sounds.
I mean, Tiak, if that was your daughter, if your daughter was on the radio telling the story right now.
No, my mom is angry right now if she is hearing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because that's an insane thing to do.
Mm. But I never did anything remotely like that prior or after.
That's smart.
Which is worse as a girl, getting in the stranger's car or picking up a stranger?
Probably getting in.
That's what I'm thinking. You have less control.
It's almost just as bad because if you're driving,
I will slam this car into something and kill both of us. If someone is holding,
oh my God,
whoa,
Aaron.
Like,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay. This escalated so quickly.
Sorry.
Because like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you could drive yourself to a police station though.
But you're just, your hands are on the wheel and he could be doing things. He could be grabbing you. He could stab you. Like, I had a friend who was a female and like, just, she was so like bolder, bohemian, mm-hmm. just such a great soul or whatever. And she picked up some people at one point. And the dude, like one person sat next to her and then one slid in
right behind
the back seat behind her. If you get, like the other day I got in an Uber and I got in behind the dude and I was like, we drove for like 2 miles and I was like, oh my God, I unclicked myself and moved over. I'm like, I am so sorry. That is a psycho move to sit behind somebody. If there's,
unless you're getting into an Uber and it's a busy street and your only option is.
You slide over. You slide. Yeah. You do not get. So then this dude just started leaning forward and saying things. He's like, you shouldn't let somebody sit behind you. And it's just, it's one of those things.
What?
He was just a creepy dude and he was high. But like.
Classic.
But I mean. I'm just saying.
He thinks he's helping. He thinks he's like teaching. I'm giving you wisdom.
Right. I think he was just too high to actually do what he was gonna do.
What?
Jeez.
Legit. I mean, you guys, wasn't Dahmer? No, not Dahmer. Bundy.
Yeah.
He hitchhiked.
Yeah. Well, he had a cast on his arm and would go take his Beetle to the beach and have people help him put his surfboard in. And, yeah.
Why do you know so much about this?
I love.
Oh, okay.
Not shocking.
Not Ted Bundy. I just, no, hold on. I am fascinated with true crime. That's what I mean.
Ted Bundy.
No, absolutely not.
All right, here's what we want. Hitchhiker stories. You were the hitchhiker or the hitchhikey. What do you call it?
The driver,
picker-upper. We want to hear your best, creepiest, or just you married the dude.
Or maybe it was great, yeah.
Oh my God, everything worked out great. We want your hitchhiker stories. 303-222-5423. Call that number, text that number.
I've talked about this before where I've unknowingly, so when I DJ at the bars and stuff, I usually don't drink because I have to drive back. But there are a lot of people there who obviously are drinking. And so I used to go around and just say, hey, if anyone needs a ride, like, just let me know because I'm sober. So, like, don't do anything stupid. I'll give you a ride. And
kind.
No one ever took me up on it. And it wasn't until kind of right now that I'm realizing, like, I'm just a weirdo.
You look
I'm just
creepy.
Like, anyone want to ride with me?
Have you?
Anyone?
Have you been doing this up until, like, last week? Like, you're a father. You should be mindful.
Thank you, Erica.
But that's, in my mind, I am a father. And I wouldn't want somebody, I'm like, I want to help. I'm here sober. Anyone need a ride? That's innocent.
I think you are a rare DJ, whereas you do want to help. You want to make sure they get home safe. We know a lot of other DJs that would totally take advantage of someone.
Mm. Yes.
Ooh. And that, so I'm making Shots people feel fired. Weird. And people probably think weird of me too.
If you want a car full, I've been told, all you gotta do is say, I'm heading to see Calvin Harris.
Okay.
No way, he's in town? Let's go.
Eric is already in your car.
No!
All right, if you've picked up a hitchhiker or been a hitchhiker, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who are dumb, who have either hitchhiked or picked up a hitchhiker.
I don't appreciate that you looked me straight in the eyes.
Sorry, your mom texted me and asked me to do that.
No, my mom texted me and said she's going to throat punch me. She's so mad.
She should be.
But I lived.
Yay! Anna?
Anna!
Anna! You want to know what happened to her?
Stop.
No.
Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah. Hitchhiking.
Yay.
What happened to you? Yay.
When I was 17, I was racing up to Wyoming to get a friend, and I picked up a hitchhiker off I-25 to take him to Boyd Lake.
You did?
You were 17?
I did.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, did you?
Well, I never thought of that.
I'm not trying to be weird, but like, you didn't want to sleep with like a strange. Like,
sucker.
I don't understand. No, but I'm saying, what would your motivation be to go?
She was trying to help.
I think it was my adrenaline because I was racing to Wyoming to save my best friend from her husband.
Yeah, so by all means, stop.
Oh. Wait. You were racing up there to save your best friend from her husband?
Yeah, because he was beating her.
Oh my! God. Oh, you were just like flying, and you thought, so just, "I'll just pick up this man while I'm at it."
Decisions.
Yeah, I was going 100 miles an hour up I-25.
Okay,
we've all been there.
All right, thank you. It's not a. We've.
Oh my gosh! If the hitchhiker's like, you're kind of being a little reckless,
right?
You're driving,
but also your friend is like. Oh, sorry. I'm a little late. I had to pick up a stranger and drop him off.
That one's interesting.
By Boyd Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, also, there was a special at the thing where they have the cinnamon rolls.
Hey, you'll be mean.
Is that real?
There is. There's something on the way up there where you get cinnamon rolls. Oh, Johnson's Corner.
But I think I remember looking that up. They don't have them anymore because they moved.
There was Vern's, and I think Johnson's Corner still has them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I'll be outside the station if anyone's heading up there.
Dakota.
How you doing?
Hitchhiking. What'd you do?
I had three pregnant ladies literally run out and cross the road to stop my car to get in. For like 30 minutes, they were just telling me where to drive. Then I ran past the police station, and they all ducked down, stopped the car, and they just booked out of the car. They took off out of the, running out of the car.
Pregnant women?
Three pregnant women.
They were like
in labor?
That's what I was thinking.
No, not in labor. Like, they ran out into the road.
So they were a gang.
To get in.
It's like a pregnant gang.
That's how it works, actually.
That was 6v1.
All right. Whoa. That's one of the weirdest things. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm glad you're okay.
Okay, yes. I don't. What were they going to do to him? Are we trying Anna again?
We'll try her again.
Anna?
Yay.
Hello, you're there.
She's safe.
Yeah, hitchhiking. What happened to you?
I was in Belgium, Ghent with my two sisters, and one of them had a medical emergency and needed to take an ambulance. And we were in the part where there's literally no cars for a mile allowed. And so only one sister could go in the ambulance. And I had to hop in what I hoped was a cab after I walked a half a mile out of the city. And I'm still to say not sure if it was just two random guys who took me to the hospital.
Did you pay them?
No, because they said they felt bad that I had to go to the hospital, and I was ready to just jump out at any moment.
Wait, I feel like this is a positive
one. Yeah, that one's good.
My mom wouldn't throat punch me over this.
Vicky?
Yay.
Hitchhiking, what happened?
Yeah, so in high school, I actually hitchhiked a bit. I was living kind of out of the way, and
you're a girl. I'm sorry.
Listen, it wasn't that unusual, you know. I don't know.
Okay,
people did it, and that, you know, that young brain, no fear.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, this one time I was hitchhiking back home after this long hike, got picked up by this guy, seemed pretty normal, got in the car. We're talking a little bit, and then all of a sudden, he just started saying some weird stuff, like just talking about all these girls in the area that had gone missing, and like, just getting real dark, and I started kind of freaking out, honestly. I was like thinking about, like, you know, how to jump out of the car, like what would be the best place to do it, you know, run for, I don't know, find somebody. We were out kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God.
And we were, so he's just talking about these girls, how they disappeared and nobody knew where they were and all sorts of weird shit. And then all of a sudden he's like, you know, you're lucky because that could be you, but I'm an undercover cop.
Oh my God. That is not cool.
Stop. No, fire him.
Why I want his
he
badge.
Bring that up?
I know.
He's trying to scare her straight, and I get it.
He's trying to say, like, don't you ever hitchhike again?
Yes.
Do it in a different way.
I have to give it to him. It put me off it for quite a while.
For quite a while? What, forever? That should be a forever off.
Well, you never know. I mean.
Okay, no, you do know.
The only world where you hitchhike is like phone died, car died.
Nope, even then.
You need gas.
Unless you want to add yourself to the list of dead things.
No.
Oh my God. So then he just dropped you off somewhere, right?
Yeah, I had him drop me off somewhere a little ways away from my house because I was still feeling a little weirded out.
Yeah, but no, you don't want him to know everything.
In the end.
Okay.
I like it. This needs to be a service.
Okay.
Like,
it's called Uber. Thank you for the call. Lynn?
Yay.
Hitchhiking. What did you do?
Oh, yeah. So back when I was in college, I needed to hitchhike to a concert I was going to. I couldn't get a ride, and I was like, I need to get there because I was late. So that's what happened.
I love the justification. Doesn't make it safer. Doesn't make it.
No, but, it's just, you know.
Yeah, a terrible idea.
Gotta get there. Touche. So I get into a car, and the guy seems nice, normal, kind. And after a few minutes, I realized that there was no steering wheel. There was no steering wheel, and he was using this adjustable wrench
to
move the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like on the steering column?
Uh-huh.
You just
how?
I know.
You just put it where the little gears.
This doesn't sound safe.
No, it's not safe.
No.
Hitchhiking is not safe.
Well, I get that, but this sounds extra not safe.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was a thing. It felt like some sort of horror movie, you know? You're just like, what is that?
Yeah, because he could take the wrench off and beat you to death with it. And then
steer. Yeah.
She's on the phone. She lived. We just learned that with the last person.
Oh, my God, yes. No, and I said to him, I said, I was very kind and tried not to be like, oh, my God, what is that? I was just like, you know, I think I changed my mind. I actually
no, you didn't.
Yeah, and I was like, "Do you mind dropping me off?" And he was like, "Wait, what's the problem?" And I was like, "You know, I don't really feel well." Then I'm like, "Maybe he'll think like I don't want to get him sick or something." And we went back and forth for a while, and he's like, "Are you sure? Like, I have a really high immune system, blah blah blah." I'm like, "No, I'm good."
Wow.
I'm good. And then finally, he dropped me off, so it was fine.
It's because pulling over is hard.
Out?
Yeah,
it's you have to.
Or he dropped her. No, like he let her out, or he dropped her off at the concert.
Oh, no, he let me out. But, like, still with that wrench. Like, he pulled over with the wrench. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I am so upset.
Really threw a wrench into your plans.
Oh,
right.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time for the hard news. Hard
news.
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 No! No!
News.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Now, with more nopes. Sorry. I'm not necessarily going to do more.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
I didn't say that with confidence. Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is the day that you have to have gotten your real ID.
Oh.
Do all of you in the room have it?
Yeah, I've had it for a few
What's
years.
What's a real ID?
Oh, it has a star on it.
You've got the star on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Slacker is checking.
In the corner.
Oh, I got a star!
You got a star!
Yay! What happens if I don't have a star?
You got to like travel with your passport. Like you can't get on an airplane without your passport. So this is all very good information.
Hold on. Should I have known this before this moment?
Yes. Yeah. But here we are. That's actually not what my news is.
Okay.
My news is that Krispy Kreme is giving out one free donut to anyone today because the DMV sucks. So go ahead and get a free donut. You don't even have to show them your ID. They'll
what?
Just give you a
donut.
You just
walk
today.
In and go, do you have to say the DMV sucks?
Nope, just
you roll into Krispy Kreme.
Just go.
Are you getting a kickback
both
from
store and at the drive-thru? I do not work for Krispy Kreme.
Okay, can I tell you my weird Krispy Kreme story?
Sure.
Do you know? Oh, that was well played.
Thank you. You can. It's okay.
Here's the thing. Do you know they give out free donuts when the hot light's on?
No, that's not free. It's just telling you it's hot.
Okay. Well, one time I took my son to the pediatrician and we were driving by and it was like hot light sign came on. And so we pulled in. You're about to have the best donut you've ever had in your life.
You had never had one?
No. Oh. No, I'm a good dad. Sorry, you don't want your kids to grow up thinking donuts are something they have every weekend with their father at Quick Trip. Tea hack. Oh.
Yeah, I don't have to show ID at Krispy Kreme. No, yeah.
They're like, hack! Anyway,
where's the boy?
As we walked in, they were like, handed us two donuts. So that's what we wanted.
So then you walked out.
No, then I had, like, I bought a dozen because I felt weird. You can't just leave with the free donut. And that's what I think they're doing today. They get you through the door and like, here's your free donut. You're a J-hole if you leave. You can't just leave. I don't know what a J-hole is either.
The whole point of today is free original glazed donut. No purchase necessary.
I know, but I still think.
Also, you've only got a couple hours.
Can anybody just walk in and walk out?
I would.
No, I would feel. I mean, regardless of the deal, I'm not one donut. Wasting a trip.
Sorry, the music started.
Good evening.
Good evening.
7 out of 10 of us stress when we're doing this part of a trip.
Packing.
Aaron got it.
Oh, it's packing. Sorry. Sorry.
It's packing. No, this, you nailed
you
it.
You stress when you pack?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And we've been over this on you the show don't? That you don't approve of my packing methods. Erica is now here. So we have an unbiased person to run this. How do you How do you pack for a trip, Erica? How would you say? What is your strategy?
Hoping for the best.
How many pairs of underwear do you pack?
I pack so much. Okay, I pack as much underwear as is clean. Sometimes I pack 10 pairs for like 3 days.
Yeah.
You do 2 per day, right? 2 per day.
It's I'm thinking one accident per day. If I worked out, these are like workout underwear.
Okay. I mean, is there a lot of different foods that might have gastrointestinal?
Okay, no.
Like
no.
I do two pair per day.
That's good. Yeah.
Are you soiling them?
No, because I end up not using them, but you just
not
never know.
Got backups.
Okay,
I forget why I hate your packing method.
If I think, okay, Tuesday we'll get there. Tuesday, I'll need a shirt, underwear, socks, bottoms. Wednesday, I'll need shirt, underwear, socks, bottoms. Also, I pack by day. And you said that's like how a kid packs.
Yes.
I pack by event.
What's wrong with it though? By what?
Event. So if I'm doing something during the day, I might need a different outfit at night.
Yeah.
Mm. And then if we're hiking and then we're doing
I just grabbed a bunch of black t-shirts. I don't know that this is my Tuesday black t-shirt. I just have black clothes, gray clothes, and black clothes and gray clothes.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
No.
I think T-Hack's got a good point.
For some reason, I think you're wrong. Like, you don't already know the outfit. You can't say I'm wearing the green cargos with the dusty rose.
If you know what you're doing that day.
Mm-hmm. No, because then all of a sudden you wake up that day and it's rainy and you're like, ooh, I don't want to wear that. And so you got
to
have...
So you pivot. But...
Yeah, my plan was to go to Krispy Kreme. We're going, it doesn't matter what the weather is.
Are you done with your questionnaire?
Yeah, I don't think I was proven right.
I don't think I was proven right.
No, T-Hack, I think you were proven right.
It's a joy to have around.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is your reminder that Mother's Day is Sunday. So if you have not gotten a gift, do so immediately. But also, I have a list of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day because maybe your gift is quality time.
Okay. I won't do them Psycho.
All.
Psycho.
What?
No.
Because he's pretending to be his mom and killing people?
That's the premise?
That's on my, list. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Psycho?
Nope.
Welp. Spoiler alert, it's not his mom killing everyone. Are you serious? It's from like the 60s, for God's sake. I cannot have just spoiled. I don't know of any other mother movies. What's another mother movie?
I don't know either. No.
What do you got?
Isn't there one called Mother's Day?
Is there?
I don't know. Number three, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Interesting choice.
I've never seen that.
It's good. It's funny. It's good.
Okay.
Kate Hudson, Jennifer Aniston, Jason Sudeikis, Julia Roberts, Mother's Day.
Okay. Nice.
Is that one where all the stories and then they eventually...
It's kind of like Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's one of those where it's kind of a Love Actually.
New Year's Eve, there was a big run there.
yep, got it.
Number two, The Parent Trap, the 1998 one, which I believe is Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Is that Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to need to talk about that when the microphones aren't on. What the hell just happened?
Number one, Mamma Mia. Let's
Mamma Mia!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I had a moment this morning where I thought, I do not recognize myself. Huh. And everything's fine.
In what way?
What?
You've got so much on your plate right now.
I have so much on my plate right now. Wait, like, not like I look bad. Do you think I look bad?
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
I meant in danger.
Hold on, how does Aaron say it? I'm in danger.
You are in danger, but we'll talk about that later. I had a moment where I was tearing up. And I was like, I just like don't know how this happened to me. And it was, and you guys are going to make fun of me, especially T-Hack.
Oh, no.
Can I stop you?
What?
Can we take a vote really quick? I know we may have already talked about this, but does she strike you as a person who would cry?
Yeah.
She strikes me as sort of brash enough to, like, she's got to see a puppy get, like, slaughtered to cry. I don't think she's like, she's not like Aaron. She's not like...
I'm not a cry. I think Aaron cries more at happy things.
Aaron cries at things.
I cry if I'm pissed off.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm sad for this very specific reason.
That's right, because you did cry at the car dealership.
I was pissed off. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was angry and, if I'm tired, don't come near.
All
if
I'm
I
hearing
am tired,
is, I cry at this time, at this time, at this time. Yeah. Welcome to the club, Erica.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I just, because my read is, and I'm not trying to say a bad thing about it, but you just come off as like, you'd rather be tough than vulnerable.
Yeah, usually on the exterior.
Being vulnerable can be tough, okay? Yeah.
Aaron, this is, please don't cry. Please. <Yeah.
laughs> She's gonna.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Aaron looks forward to it.
Okay. I do. Sorry, Erica.
It is kind of relieving.
It's you again.
Right. So back to this morning. The reason I was tearing up was that I had to drop my puppy off at daycare. And I have never left him with anyone who is not me or my fiancé.
Fiancé.
Right. We are the only two people who he has ever been under the care of. So do you understand? Because I, a year ago, would have been like, you're ridiculous.
But now that it's your dog.
Now it's my sweet baby puppy, Swanson.
And your dog is the cutest.
He's, thank you for saying that.
And also, I want to be friends with the human version of him because I did my own.
Oh, right.
When I sent Swanson through AI, like I did everything. I found out his likes and dislikes and like his fun little smile and stuff. I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, he's the cutest.
I want to take him out for beers.
Oh, like, he's too young for that.
I want to take him out and have him watch me drink beers.
And he could have like chocolate milk.
Okay, yes. Okay, I want to do all that.
It's a dog! What are you talking about?
Okay.
It's.
Like we're doing daycare because we're going to be out of town for a wedding Memorial Day weekend. We need to be able to board him. Yep.
For days on end.
Well, three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. 3 days. So we had to do a test run at daycare today. And
how many hours was he there today?
They wanted us to drop him off before 9 and he doesn't get picked up till 5 p.m.
Ooh.
I
might
don't
forget everything he knows in that time.
I think he'll forget.
He might not be able to lay.
Okay, well, he actually hardly knows lay.
My
so
gosh.
Danger.
Here's the one thing that I want to say. Erica, I believe the boss just was waving at the window and wanted you to run. He needed you to go down the hallway real quick.
Because of an emergency?
Yeah, there's something. Is that what you're there's a reason you need to not be in the studio.
Here's the thing. They have sent her updates.
Well, I did text and ask for them.
Did you really? Erica, you didn't mention that previously.
He had an accident.
Here's the thing. I think you're a very concerned dog mom.
I am insane. This is what I'm saying. I don't recognize myself.
But I think you're a terrible disciplinarian. And I think your dog is going to benefit from being in a structured environment.
What she has previously said is Swanson, who is a puppy, does not like dogs.
He's a bit scared of them.
Well,
so this is good.
Yeah, this is.
He
this
needs
is,
more. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a little prison time for him, and he's gonna have to learn. You got to go take out the big dog right when you get there.
Yep.
Like, no.
Fill a sock with nickels and just hit that dog right in the jowls.
He's check only him for tattoos playing when with he gets small home. Dogs.
No, your dog needs to understand what an alpha is. Because
he's not it. He rolls over onto his back immediately and says, "Yee."
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But you know who's definitely not it? You. Your dog will get on your bed, walk up to your face, make eye contact, and then let it go.
He did it once. Only he hasn't been back
on
the
bed. How many times has he peed on the couch?
Twice.
Okay. He pees wherever I tell him.
Anyway, maybe I shouldn't have brought up the dog.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It is other people's problems. We do them a lot. And when we tackle them, we usually don't solve them. But what's happening today?
We have Chad today, and he has an interesting problem. He's having too much relations.
Oh. What?
Too many?
We don't have time for this. Chad?
Yai.
What's too much? What's happening?
All right. I feel crazy for even saying anything about it, but like, let me start from the beginning. Okay. So my wife started this new job in sales, right?
Okay.
And I started to notice like a change in her behavior at first. And every day she came home, she couldn't wait to rip my clothes off. I mean, hot and heavy every night. And I sound crazy for complaining, but all she wanted to do was get it on. And this is just way different from
this isn't a brag line. I know this is supposed to be.
Yeah, this is about problems. Okay, so like, and that's not typical behavior for her.
No, not at all. Complete 180. If any, not complete 180, but it was, you know, maybe once, twice every other week. And, you know, at first I definitely wasn't complaining. I mean, rock on. Let's give it to me.
Okay.
But now it's just starting to feel like I'm being a little used. You know what I mean? Like the sex isn't really for me. Like I'm not even there sometimes. Like she'll just come home, take my clothes off, get straight to the point. And
still looking for the downside of this whole thing. I'm not seeing it.
Chad, you said her new job is in sales.
Yeah.
Could it just be that she's like so bored at work that
that boring? Or is she like making deals and she's like, let's go, baby?
I hate that we have to defer to these two, but I don't understand. Like,
I'll tell you something right now. I am in a new job, right? I'm not going home energized, ready to rip clothes off.
Right.
I'm going home tired. So I don't know what's going on here.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Has she taken a pregnancy test?
Oh.
What does that mean? Are you more?
Sometimes.
Not at the beginning. Are you?
I don't know that. I don't know. It changes.
I have two children. And
you didn't have
lives.
Them.
I know, but I was there for the... Okay.
Anyway.
So you're... Let me ask you what you're... What are you asking us, Chad? Are you asking how to stop your lovely wife from jumping your bones? Are you asking for more theories from the Reddit crowd? Like, what do you want?
I guess I'm just asking how to have the conversation with her, because sometimes I feel like a piece of meat. Sometimes I won't even be able to finish and she's done, rolled over, going to bed. So
welcome to being a woman.
Chad, you've called the wrong show. I'm so sorry.
Clearly, There's no empathy in this room. What the hell is wrong with you, Erica?
I do not feel that bad. Have you ever been a woman in your 20s? Anyway, you haven't.
I have to answer no.
I am wondering if, Chad, are you concerned that maybe there's someone at work that's really hot that she's like getting rowdy for and then she comes home and like puts it on you?
I wasn't until now.
Perfect.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's get more theories like that to completely shatter Chad's self-esteem. 303-222-5423. You can call that line. You can text that line. Is that a real thing? Chad, just bear with me. I know you probably have more to say, but like the women in the room.
No.
Hold on.
I don't think that's a question for the women in the room. I think it's a question for Tiek.
Oh.
Because you guys have the most, you two.
What?
You guys are like my brothers. Why would I? Yeah, babe. No,
No. But
I get what you're saying.
Not here. Oh, okay. But like, have you ever like been at the gym and seen a beefcake and then you have a boyfriend at home and you're just like, you can't stop thinking about him, or you finish watching a movie with your favorite actor in it and you're just like, get over here. Like, do you ever transfer?
I would say it's possible.
Yeah, more so movie than like a beefcake at the gym.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. When you said movie, I was like, oh yeah, like
I'm in. Yeah,
but you
not
you're
a horn in a film, and I'm
like, oh, you're thinking about like I'm being like I'm.
Yeah, I think that like if you're getting in that feeling, and then who's there to supply the feeling?
So
you know,
but.
It's why I stopped going to the gym. Too many beefcakes. Couldn't get a good workout.
You're not helpful. Here's the question. Like, at some point, you're with your man. Are you still thinking of...
No.
That's so absurd,
I would
Slacker.
Never.
Oh, my God.
No, I actually would never, but...
What?
Yeah. I just think, like, sometimes you get in the zone, if you will, from just, someone else.
And then you, like, keep see your man. Bag in the bedroom. That's decor.
I mean, Chad, is this... I'm sorry that we just left you sitting there. Like, that, to me, there's something... It started when he started the new job. So
she started right?
When she,
okay.
Yeah. So I wonder in sales, is she bored or do people in sales get hit on a lot? Is that, do women in sales especially, like if you're out, is that part of it? Like, I'm not condoning that, but is that part of like you're out there and,
yeah, because especially as a female salesperson, I feel like you could either be a bitchy or like flirty. Those are like your two options.
Kind of like being a woman in general.
Okay. I don't like the
What about
theory.
Beefcake? Can I get beefcake?
Like, Erica started this, so I just want everyone to blame her. But like, this is the working hypothesis.
I don't think it's a horrible thing either. She's not acting on it with the person at
that
work.
That we know of.
She wouldn't have the energy to come home and act on it with her husband.
I also have a very terrible statistic for you. This is a real thing. Like, if your significant other starts ramping up their frequency, sometimes they've ramped up their frequency. Like, they're having more relations.
So twice a day?
I still think she should take a pregnancy test. That's my leading thing.
What is that, though, Slacker? Is that you throw it off the scent kind of thing? Like, you know you're doing something bad, so you go, well, I'll be extra good at home, so then they don't know that I'm...
I think sometimes... Then you've just got the juices flowing, sort of.
Ew.
A lot of times that's the men. It's like,
I'm so mad he just said that.
Yeah. But it's just like, you're just in the, like,
keep going.
It's kind of like, but it's kind of like working out. Once you like start working out, then you're like, well, now when I get home, I'm going to take another walk. Like, you start getting in the zone and you're like, can I say something other than juices flowing?
So endorphins.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, you just want more. It happens a lot where women have discovered their man is having an affair because all of a sudden he was more randy. And like,
it might be a guy thing.
I think you might be a little atypical, or you're just lying because you're pretending you don't continue to think about the guy. Because if Chad's feeling like a piece of meat, I do find that fascinating because I've never felt like I've had great, like, but I'm just.
Yeah, I felt like roadkill maybe.
But you're fine with it.
Yeah, of course. I dream to be a piece of meat.
Okay.
I aspire to
this. This could not be more uncomfortable than it is right now. Chad, we're just going to kick this around a little more, and now we're going to put you on hold so you don't have to hear us do it. Hang on. I think she's either having an affair or she's getting, there's one other thing. Does your randiness, does your do you want me to say horny?
No.
Okay, that's what I was trying to avoid. Does that increase when your confidence increases? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she just got a cool sales job.
And maybe she's crushing it.
And she's feeling like, I am.
And Aaron is pretty sure she's pregnant.
Let's get her a test.
I don't think that's, it could be it. She could be ovulating, maybe.
Yes. Maybe not ovulating. I don't actually know the cycle super well, but one of them.
You know that you're here because you are a woman and we need a woman's, you to know a little bit about.
I don't know all the phases. Like there's luteal, there's ovulation, there's another one. Anyway.
I'll get my charts out.
All right. So Chad is having too much relations and starting to feel weird about it. So if you have theories or any advice for him, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're tackling a problem I just didn't know existed. Chad is having too many relations with his wife.
I think he feels...
It's a concerning amount.
Used slash maybe it's not totally sincerely for him.
Mm.
But I'm curious why that matters.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. I just think fantasy is a part of a lot of people's relations life or whatever, you know, just for whatever reason.
Of course, but we don't know that that's
whatever
what's
it
going
is.
On.
It started to rear its head when she got a new job.
Yeah.
So once she started working this new job, she is like suddenly coming home and can't get his clothes off fast enough. He's concerned and he feels like a piece of meat. So we're like, Is this a real thing that happens? All I was trying to get you two to admit is that sometimes you see something else and bring it into that room.
But it's not work.
No, it's like Magic Mike.
Right.
But for her, maybe.
And interestingly, we don't work at Magic Mike.
Jay.
Yai.
Yai. Do you have advice for her? Or him.
I got to start off with what is she selling? Because I get some for my wife.
Okay. I mean.
No, sorry. No, kidding. I was curious, though, what is she selling to start with? But, you know, I mean, she's probably selling. She might be killing it like you guys are talking about. He just needs to, you know, ride it out.
Okay. We're going to just need.
Literally.
TX, I'm going to need you to make sure they say the right words and the right.
I told him to say that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But there's so many different factors, but. I guess my point is, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying too. But I mean, write it out and see what happens.
Yes, you're a guy, and
do you
your
realize
woman
what he's saying?
Wants. Thank you.
Yeah.
I
write it out.
We heard.
I got rid of him to stop hearing that phrase. Yeah. Susie.
Hello.
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 Yeah. Do you have advice for Chad, who's having too many relations?
So my one question is how old is Chad and his wife?
Why? What does that matter?
Because when I was in my 20s, it was great. When I hit my 30s, it was like Katie by the door. My husband was like, oh my God.
I can vouch for that one.
Oh my God. That is... epic. Because so like it was at your biological clock or something, just going like, let's go.
Who cares what it was?
Who cares? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was something. It was like when you, there's a certain, I think it was 30. When you hit 30 or 31, it's a big how do you do, and then Katie bar the door. If you're single, any guy who meets you out at a bar, the lucky guy. And if you're married, that guy should be super duper happy.
Yep.
You guys have become my favorite couple.
You legit are amazing. All right. Thank you. So it could be age related.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good age.
And also like, shut up, Chad.
I just feel like, are there texts saying that? Because I feel like that would be, that's all I can think of. Maybe it's because I'm just like barren, but at the same, like, but you know
barren?
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
sort of where I'm at.
There's certain things like you don't want to watch the documentary about the slaughterhouse. You just want to enjoy the steak And it's like, we don't need to get into all the...
Well, what if the slaughterhouse is her cheating? That's what one of the texters said.
Well. I just want to say, congratulations on the worst analogy.
I wasn't even totally following it.
The Netflix meat documentary.
Right, you don't want to know all the details. Yeah. Just who cares?
Buddy.
Enjoy it.
Nikolai.
Yes.
This has actually happened to you. You're going to be the person who's going to tell us what's going on.
Okay, perfect.
What is it? What was going on with your person who was jumping your bones?
You know, I think it's just the sun and the stars aligning, because this did happen with me, 6 months or so ago.
Oh, no.
And same thing. I could not keep her off me. And we were doing things we've never done before. And it lasted a few weeks, and then it was gone forever, as far as I know. So,
my message to him is,
enjoy it while it lasts. Because yeah.
So now she's just back to. Are you broken up? Or
no. I'm still with her. Huh. Yeah,
but you're barren.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Question for the room. Oh, right. Nobody's a mother in here. That's weird. But like...
I beg your pardon.
You're a mother...
to a human.
At what age... Well, you guys all... At a certain point, did your parents stop supplying presents for Mother's Day and or Father's Day on your behalf?
Well, my parents are divorced, so yes.
Okay, but so am I...
Yeah. But at the same time, I wouldn't say we've ever been a huge, big gift for Mother's or Father's Day.
So your mother has no idea that she's appreciated. She's listening right now, and she doesn't know that you give a crap about what she did for you.
My mom knows, because I call her all the time. And I tell her I love her.
There's a special day.
No, like usually we like send flowers or something, but it's not like... growing up, I don't remember it being like a gift. It was more like we would make breakfast, or we would hang out, or we would go do something.
Make her a crappy breakfast that she doesn't even...
Okay.
Were you good at breakfast?
My sister was.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, you need a sister to take charge.
Right.
That's what happened in our family. Yeah.
Like, Tiak, you're obviously... Your children are not able to drive, don't have credit cards, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You supply the gifts... from Leo and Hazel to the greatest mother on planet Earth.
I should do that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I know already you have. Like him trying to pretend he doesn't already. Like he picked it out months ago.
Yeah, he already has a gift from him. He probably already has the kids doing artwork. Like,
well, don't spoil it.
Wait, it's a pattern. Yeah.
But do you do big gifts?
No.
I just feel like the big kind gift of a little, thing is
And I think it's tricky because there are certain things my wife really wants. Let me preface. I cannot stress that enough. She really wants like a new pan for cooking.
Or like a vacuum.
Yeah. And it's like, but I can't. I know. Like, I know you would love this, but I'm not getting it for you for Mother's Day because it's got to be something. But then it's like, I now I'm going to get her a worse gift.
Okay, no, that's
because,
the weird thing. Well, because while I was looking for one, it feels so wrong because it's all like, skincare, and it's like, I don't want to tell my mom she looks old because she doesn't.
But
I feel
still,
like giving her skincare stuff is like,
it is the kind of a gift. No, it's not.
I don't know.
I mean, if it's expensive stuff, I would take it.
So
you are a mother,
and I am a mom.
You guys don't understand. Like, my children are 18 and 14.
It's time.
If I listen. Had a bit of a contentious divorce. Don't know if you know all the deets on that, Erica, but...
No, I'm saying it's time for them.
Right, but if they don't, I have them this week. So if they roll over there on Mother's Day, which they will, and they'll go early...
With nothing,
does that reflect on them or does that reflect on me?
Mm. That's a group project.
Ooh, that's... I don't know, because you can't, I don't know.
I should, though.
Like
she's still
enough.
The mother of my children. Like, as much as we're not destined to be in a relationship anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gave me the two greatest gifts a person could give.
Aww.
They're awesome.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Does she do anything in return for Father's Day? That's your answer.
But Mother's Day comes first.
Yeah, I don't
what know. Happened last year?
I don't remember.
Okay. Pretty lackluster, sounds like.
No, I think I have been doing it because, you know, like during the divorce, there was chaos. Yeah. And I'm like, we're just going to stay with the status quo. Like she used to give me the greatest Father's Day gift. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God. Do not hesitate. This is, I'm going to tell you, your soon to be husband, your...
My fiance
will eventually like I love wine, so she would search the world and find 100-point wine, and I would get it on. So if you buy 100-point wine, it's not always 100-point right now, but it will be when it matures. So you can get them for like $150, $200
bucks. Fancy wine talk that I've
yeah okay, but like yay. Yeah. So I get 100-point.
What box does that come in?
It's not in a box. It's not Franzia. But anyway. This is going to make the room cry, and I just want you to cry a little bit.
Oh, no, Aaron.
So then the first Father's Day that we're not together anymore, ding dong, I open the door, and there's 100-point wine sitting there.
That's cute.
And I watch my neighbor Josh walking away.
Oh, oh, my gosh, man.
Oof.
That's a really good neighbor.
Bro, you Josh, I love you.
Him. Wow. I love
he
you
was
too,
like,
Josh.
I knew it was a tradition and I'm keeping it going. And I've gotten a wine every Father's Day since then.
From him.
From him. Oh. 100-pointer.
So your children's mother no longer gets you gifts for Father's Day.
I think she got me something. But I don't remember. I like okay. It's this not is, about that. It's not this is not a competition.
No.
Tiak, do you remember what you got for Father's Day from AAC?
No.
Right.
No. I know one of them was a shop vac. I remember that. That was a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
That was pretty exciting, actually.
My point is that sets the precedent. But if you're...
No, I'm going to set the precedent. Aaron's right. Mother's Day's first. And okay. even though Father's Day has passed, should I do something? Or do I put a gun to my kid's head?
You talk to them would be the first step. And say, hey, Dad, have you gotten anything for your mom?
But when, not if, when they say no...
Then you say, let's figure it out together, but I am not making this decision. I need you to be a participant.
Okay.
I so, like that. Yeah.
I feel like I gave good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it because it is kind of, it's peace offerings, like the wrong word, but it is just kind of a sense of normalcy, a sense of like, it's a peace offering, I guess. Kind of just like.
It's like setting the stage for the years to come.
Yeah.
Mm. I have something weird to suggest as a gift.
Okay.
But I'm afraid of what will happen if I suggest it.
I don't.
Why?
I could get her. You know how I feel about Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could get her tickets to the Mighty Millions raffle. Hear me out.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
Right? So she could win the, like, there's tons, there's like 4,400 prizes or something. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah. No, if your question's what my question is, yeah, go ahead.
If she wins the house. If she wins the house, you get nothing.
$2.4 million house.
Like, in Winter
do
Park.
Do you get to say, like, I get a weekend every year?
It does have dual masters, mm-hmm. So we could go up there.
You're not going to both, like, go up
Why
there.
Why not? It has two living rooms. We could go up there and not even see each other. I don't know if Mighty Millions wants us. I will say this. I do think it's a great prize. It's not a great. It's a huge prize, but I'm saying it's a great gift for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
If
for
you're
sure.
a bonehead, non-divorced dad who wants to give your wife something killer, there's tons of prizes.
Yeah.
She could win a house. Like in Winter Park, it's decked out. You get $760,000 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. All the big prizes have, like the big vacations and all this stuff.
What? And no matter what, you're helping out the children at Children's Colorado. So, and when
win.
Yeah, mothers
Except
love that.
Except it's a loss if your ex-wife wins the house.
But then you maybe never have to get her a Mother's Day gift ever again.
I was going to say, you could never top that.
Yeah.
Divorced or not.
All right. Well, if you have any advice for me, please hit us up on our text line. But if you want to buy those tickets right now, buy them at MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do I make it weird? Or how do you guys want to approach this?
I don't think it's weird.
Oh, I was talking about the fact that Aaron is dating my doppelganger. And
No, I'm not. No, stop that right now. Because the amount of people... No, you just. I am so triggered.
The Hornet's Nest.
Triggered. No, because so many listeners. Life.
I know. The texters are from hell.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Some of them. No, there's like four.
That are just like, Aaron keeps laughing at Slacker like a little schoolgirl. She has such a crush on him. He is like my father.
Can I be your older brother, skank? What? No. Would a father call you a skank?
Hey,
maybe if he was mean.
I have a crush on you.
I know. That's what makes it weird.
No one cares.
It's because you and Aaron sound the same. That's the other text we get. I can't tell who's Aaron. Who's Aaron? Like, you can't tell who Erica is and who Aaron is?
Erica's the more annoying one.
That was you.
Debatable. Yes.
That's what I tell him.
Here was the thing. I didn't know he was bald until your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've always met him with a hat on.
Yep. Mm.
And then, okay, here's a weird thing.
Can't you kind of tell when someone's wearing a hat? You can tell that like their sides are real close shaven.
No, the first time I met him was on Halloween and he was dressed up as Lord Farquaad. So we had a wig on. So when he ripped that off, I was like, oh my God, he's bald.
And then you said, hubba, hubba.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because you're obsessed with me.
Hey, Walker, let it go. To be fair, I want to make something really clear.
Okay.
I have seen photos of Aaron's boyfriend.
Do not say that he's better looking than me.
I spend a lot of time with you.
Do not say that he's better looking than me.
I was just going to say, you don't look alike.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Thank you. I honestly do thank you because people just go, oh, he's a bald guy with a beard. They all look the same. And I'm like, As a white dude, I don't get to feel like repressed or oppressed by that statement, but I am tired of, like, I'm just going to call him out. Dan from the other radio station just takes pictures of any bald guy with a beard. He's like, are you here? And it's like, what? So I'm just going to, like, I'm going to be at a Nuggets game and take pictures of white basketball players who are tall and go, are you here? You oaf. Sorry, it just drives.
We're both triggered.
It drives me crazy.
I've never seen either of you this lit up.
Yeah, the chemistry, you know? Okay.
It's so obvious. Yeah. Just get after it already.
You're the worst.
I love you. That is my favorite. Hmm. So there was, okay.
Yeah.
I've had a pain. I don't, some people in this room might know what I'm talking about and you're not allowed to say any details. But there was somebody who inappropriate, who wanted to go out with me. Like, the relationship couldn't have worked because of our relationship to one another, okay? And I don't want to say any more details than that. And then she went through a string of Slacker doppelgangers.
Well, it was just trying to get her fill. Mm. Okay. I really, like, we're not talking about Aaron, right?
No, okay, but then...
I just want to make sure.
But, exactly. So I had that little trigger in my head, right? And then at Aaron's birthday party, for the first time, Aaron's boyfriend removes his beanie. And I'm like, it's like looking in a mirror.
It's not, though.
Can I say something else that's going to mess everybody up?
You're going to do it anyway.
No. Erica. Erica. There was, oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to admit this. There was a really cute, I met out one night with a group of friends. I met a very attractive 5'4", bubbly, sweet, cute redhead.
You couldn't do it.
I'm like, the scandal will be, oh, sorry, I'm spitting so much. It'll be unstoppable.
You with a redhead, me with a bald man.
Yeah.
It would be, everybody's like, just cut out the middleman, Tom Shane.
The optics would be bad.
Can we explain why we're talking about bald men?
Yeah, because Aaron secretly loves me.
No.
Why are we talking?
I literally feel like I'm like, you are cats. These two are fine. You are cats, and I'm hurting you right now.
Okay, you're saying Aaron's on track.
Aaron's I'm a little more composed.
Okay,
I got it out. I'm good.
Together, Erica. Please proceed with whatever you'd like to do. Stop
Study says.
Study says what?
Women have the hots for bald men.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah. Well, this is a Slacker Show research team study.
I finally found their headquarters.
What's even weirder is the study was done by Illicit Encounters, literally a cheating site.
Is that a cheating site?
That's hilarious.
Wow. It is a site for people who want to cheat on their partners.
just go out there and do it.
Just go cheat?
Or
no,
just don't. Just
sometimes you need a sight.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. So I was once told by a married cheating guy that the it's like
a magnet.
No, it's like two. It's like two negatives make a positive, right?
Seeking it out and then doing it makes it okay.
So you need like if a it's bad if a married guy is seeing a single girl because then it's like there's like the force is off
because the single girl's like leave your wife.
Correct.
Right.
But if you each have a wedding ring, it's like Wonder Twin powers. And then you both have something to lose.
This is disgusting.
I get it. Can we go back to talking about how hot I am?
Let's go back to the study, which, again, I don't really agree with. But the number
one
thing.
So you're saying bald men are not attractive to you?
I'm saying I'm personally not seeking out a bald man.
Okay.
And but I wouldn't say Erin went out in the world and was like, bald man.
No, like, she was like, I want someone who looks like Slacker.
No, I've never had a type. None of my exes have looked even remotely
that is
close.
That is the most true statement I've ever heard. Like if you lined up all of the people she's
and
dated.
Said, what do these people have in common? I would never say Erin dated all of them.
Like if it was the connections puzzle, you'd never get it.
I was thinking of connections in my head too. It was.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I wanted to stop talking about how hot I am.
Okay,
but
no.
Apparently,
no one was actually talking about that.
I do love that bald men. Am I a bald man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
By choice.
Right, but then I don't think I'm a bald man.
No, you are.
Okay.
Mm. I have a buddy who he was receding, and so he shaved his head. And he was on a date once, and like one of the first things she asked, she's like, are you bald by choice, or like, are you receding?
Both. I'm not receding.
But why would you even ask that? It's like, well, I'm bald.
Whether I chose
to shave it or I lost it, like,
because
why?
Because is he going
to
grow it back?
Mm. Yeah, maybe she's one of those. She gets with a man. Like, this is my adage. Men get with a woman and pray that she stays exactly as she is the moment we find you. It's like, oh my God, I love her so much. You just please don't ever change. And
wait,
women get with
so cute.
And women get with a guy and go, okay, here's the 20 things I'm gonna flip on this dude.
You know why?
There's no reason why.
Women see potential.
But you should just see us like we are. Like if you like us now, then just let us be. Like, let us be.
Yeah, we don't want to be great.
Let us be.
Wait,
right.
But if you're saying you find a woman and you're like, gosh, I just hope you don't change, you don't see her potential.
I think she's already at her potential.
No, but I think I've changed in many ways since meeting my fiancé.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying a lot has changed, and I think
understand.
He sees great potential for my life.
So it makes
you
happy.
And you guys together. You want to grow together.
It's not just physical.
I'm not saying I want to her to remain stagnant, this mysterious...
You mean physically? Yep.
Okay, that's one part. That's one part. Hack, help.
Yeah, one part. It's one part.
No. But I think it's just like we're into each other and then all of a sudden you pick up this new habit that like cuts into our time together.
And God forbid a woman has a hobby. Like...
Wait, I'm sorry. You pick up a habit that...
A
hobby, whatever. Like, you just do a new thing.
So you're looking for hobby. Okay.
No, you know what I'm saying. Like, but I do genuinely believe women look at men as projects and men go like, I found the one I like. Like, you're admitting it. You shop for potential and we want to buy it off the rack. We're like, that one. I don't go buy that and go, I want to get it tailored. I go, that one. And you go, this, if I take it to a tailor and maybe dye it and maybe update the lapels. And it's like, wait.
Make sure my friends like it too.
Right. It's like, you don't like me. Like, you like what you think I could be. And I like you. Right. Like, I like you.
I don't know. I really don't like that we're buying each other.
No, God, you know what I mean. Here's, okay.
Back to being bald.
Back to me. Okay. T, Tiak asked an interesting question.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd like to give you the floor
okay.
to dig the deep hole that you did off air okay. just a few moments ago.
I will learn from the first time I tried. Let me try a different approach. Okay. So women find bald men to be attractive.
Suddenly.
It was in this study about it's like they want a muscular body and bald head is like number two on yeah. the list mm-hmm. behind muscular body.
Okay.
And so I was asking, as someone who is bald by choice or whatever, yes. I don't know that it matters, but if you find out that a woman likes bald men, she yes. has a thing for bald men, that's great because you're like, oh, great, I match that.
I am that. Yeah,
yeah, so that's great. But then what happens if, like, you guys are getting intimate and she becomes all about your bald head? Like, if she...
Like, too into it.
Yeah, like if she licked it or something. And like, now you're like, well, do you like me or do you just like any bald head? Like, does it ever...
Wait, is that you asking that question? Because, like, you don't care. You're like, yay. You would just be like, yay.
Because you as the man would be like, this woman doesn't care anything about me. She just likes that my head's bald.
If that's going to lead to what? Like,
yeah. Do you have clippers?
a little bit. Like, yes, a little bit.
Yeah, so does that ever change?
Because if somebody's hack, will you do this? Because I don't want it to be the one who does it.
Okay.
The mom, upper mommy part thing.
Okay.
So the analogy for women
that was
is...
That was the part I wasn't going to do.
Yeah. No, well, I mean...
Well, so women, some women are more well-endowed, yes. right? And then they are... some guys are drawn to that.
Yes.
But does it ever turn where then the guy becomes all about you being well-endowed and you're like, well...
You kind of knew that going in, though.
Yeah, but there is a line where it's like, this is too far fetishized. It's inappropriate. It's like... you're making me feel
that
like a piece of meat.
That must happen to you, Aaron, as a redhead.
Yes, for sure.
That's a great a great example, yeah.
Aaron, so then what? Right. They're like, leave your hair down. Or like, what? I mean, what? Or no. Do they want to braid your hair? Like, I'm trying to figure out what they would want to...
I haven't been in a relationship with someone like that, but I have had just strangers constantly message me about my hair, just after another.
Saying what?
Random things. Like,
they don't ask about the condition of the window coverings versus the floors.
I feel like that's been a while, but I have been asked that.
Jeez.
That's so weird.
But that's the over the line fetish thing for sure.
But at least that's up front. Like if they just if that's their opening line, you just know, okay, well, this guy's a jerk. But what happens when
I would
like
say
something that's less like I'd say bald is kind of on the line, right? Like it's
right,
perfectly
like,
normal.
She's like, yeah, I'm attracted to you, and then like 3 months later, she's like, all I want to do is
like she's rubbing your head, and you're like, this is nice, and then she just never stops, and you're like, you just like my head.
But I think if I knew that up front, then it's kind of on me.
No, you don't know it up front. That's
if she
the point.
Was like, if she said I'm into bald guys, if somebody came up to me in the next week and said, I heard the show where you guys were talking about bald men, I'm one of those women. Like, she just called her shot, right?
Mm.
I have to be okay with that. Like, if you're a woman who's well endowed.
Oh, here we go again.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not into that. So I'm definitely not.
So if a guy walks up to you and says, I like those, yeah, think, you know.
I think most women who are well endowed know that most men are approaching them because of that. And like, you don't want that to be true, but that's true. Like, men are just dumb, big, dumb animals.
Well, yeah.
So like, it should be like, you know, if you're well endowed and you like put the corset on, you're like, you're bugling.
How many
corsets
are you seeing around?
You know what I'm saying. If you're wearing something to show it, like all the new, what happened? There's like the new dresses with
the milkmaid
with
dresses.
The window.
Yeah.
What is that?
A window.
There's a window right
it's
in the
like
middle.
It's like a tie in the front with a little bow and it's just like an opening.
There's like
milkmaid style dresses.
Yes.
Is that what's or, yeah.
Oh, okay. The milkmaid made sense.
So you're sending a signal that like
you're not. It's a dress.
I know, but
and it's in fashion.
Okay. Why was it off the air? Hack was digging the hole.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't want this to go bad, but Erica and I are already okay. I asked the question: has everyone in the room had sober relations?
It should be a yes from all of us.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. What?
You have not answered.
I have, obviously.
Right.
But what is the ratio of sober relations to non-sober relations?
Almost 100 to zero.
100 100 non-sober. No, not non-sober.
No, 90
more often
sober.
Than not, when you're relating, you've had zero chemicals in.
Yes.
Okay, you haven't been in Colorado long enough. Rest of the room, like.
I would say like 85 to 15.
Sober.
Sober.
Stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of change? Like as you're dating, you're out going out for drinks, you're having dinner. So you've had like, but then as you get married, you start to settle or whatever. Even if you're just long term, if you're not married, but then you're not going out to dinner as much. So then it kind of changes. So maybe it's a little more up front, but it's got to be like way less once you're in.
Why does this shock you so much?
I just
You've
feel,
been married.
Okay.
A few times.
I think I've made a vow to not talk trash about my marriage on the air, but I would say this isn't talking trash about her specifically. It's kind of about the relationship in general.
Okay.
Like it was toxic enough at the end that I think we each had to get a little buzz on to like even think about doing that.
Mm.
To like intimacy needed a little help.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of carried over. And like I've since then it's just been kind of dating life.
Mm-hmm. Which is different. And so when you're like casually dating or starting to date, it's what T-Hawk was saying. Like there's usually substances.
Right.
Or often.
Like all okay. Because I'm like 90-10, 95-99-1.
The other way.
Yes. And it feels weird to like think about you
being
guys
sober?
Having so no. I will say this though, that I had there was a story that like the Zoomers like sober relations, and I'm like, that's you, right?
Yeah,
Aaron's a Zoomer.
Wow,
a Z. You think you're a Zillennial, but you're the most Z in the room.
Yeah.
And Erica and Hack.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even like relate to you guys when you say you're going to go home and have like a glass of wine with dinner. I've done that maybe 3 times.
In your life?
I don't care about, I will rarely drink at home. I only drink if we're going out.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm the same.
You
I'm
just
the same
don't,
as her.
Like, here's the thing. I think, Tiak, you don't like alcohol, really. I don't think you really like it.
No, I don't. Okay.
But, and Erin may or may not like it, but if she gets around it, she gets her arms around it and then just like won't let it go.
She's that's not like, true.
Wrestles it to the ground until the ambulance
true.
Comes.
You saw me say no to one drink as she was pouring it and she stopped the bartender. And I was like, well, you're already pouring it. Fine. I'll have this one.
Right.
Twist my arm.
No, and stopped.
She didn't say give me 9 more, but.
Right.
Right.
Whereas I, okay.
Yeah.
So am I a problem? Because, but I will say this. Like in my dating life, there was another, what I was going to say is there's another story about when do you want to have relations? Like what time?
Before dinner. Tough with this schedule, but.
Really?
I'd like to not be full.
Yeah, that's fair.
And like.
So before.
Mm.
So if you guys were going out.
That's different because then I did my makeup.
Right,
and it's
you don't
want to get I'm wearing a nice outfit.
Wherever.
Hey, my mom, listen to the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay.
I would say anytime for me.
Okay, but no hack.
I'm like, really? Any. We do it anytime. Like that commercial we play.
We buy any car.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep.
We buy it. Okay, anytime. Okay.
Anytime.
But like, is there a time specifically that you like it the most?
No, I don't think.
There's a study out.
Earlier.
The Psycho Research team did do a study, and I know the time, and the times are radically different. And so far, Eric is not a typical female, and is like, what? Like, but I want you to pick a time. Erin, just.
Morning.
Oh my God, I give up.
That used to be my preference too, but.
Every female in this survey said night. Women wanted to do it at night.
It was from too tired.
Women.
They often get tired. I have heard that before.
Women were from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m.
What?
That's never awake.
Are you kidding me?
I am almost never awake at 11 p.m.
Yeah, but I mean, pre-dinners just feels so weird. Cause
it's
like,
really not. Because then you like, if you're going to dinner, you're like, you know.
It's radio. No one saw the face you just made.
It just seems like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, and then there's less anticipation.
And like you can eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, and there's going to be no limitations.
any.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker, get the bed ready.
Wait, are there clean sheets?
I've been waiting. You got it, right?
Yeah.
I'm teed off.
Oh.
Come on.
The music bed.
The bed.
Yeah.
Oh, music bed.
The bed's always ready for you, buddy.
Okay. It's just, okay.
It's just sitting there.
I'm feeling less mad.
With all the problems in the real world, see, I don't care. All the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
I choked on my spit.
And so let's get teed up with Tiak.
Oh, man, he's real teed off today.
I am. Let's talk about clocks. Let's talk about,
the Coldplay song that sucks.
The concept of time. I also hate it.
Good. All right.
What are we doing, Tiak?
All right. So I'm
know we let you have this feature?
Yes.
And I think you're starting to abuse it a little bit. Because if this doesn't...
That tees me off.
If this doesn't rise to the level... Because I think... What was his last one? He just came in with someone who was like, I don't know, the color orange. And you're like, dude, it's got to be...
It wasn't too long ago.
I was here.
Yeah.
And I heard the song for the first time.
Yeah. What was? I don't know. I don't even remember.
Because it's...
Guess it wasn't that big a deal.
I think this was meant for... Southwest is charging bad charges now. Grr! But you're just, like, yours are like...
Hey, we should probably hear him out on the clocks.
The lyrics of the theme song are pretty clear.
With all the problems in the real world, Tiak don't care.
All the things that seem to bug
him are so unfair. Okay. Okay, yeah.
I'm very particular when it comes to a lot of things. You may have noticed. One of them is when it comes to my alarm clock at night. I have to have an alarm clock, not to set an alarm. But if I wake up in the middle of the night, I have to be able to look over and see what time it is.
Like, I feel you.
Okay, thank you. I know I'm not alone.
Do you know?
It's bad for you.
No. Can't be it. Erica.
These segments make everyone so angry, and that's really the best part.
Do you use the MagSafe charger for your phone at all?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
Mm-mm.
But
I have one of them old phones.
Even if you just plug your phone in. And you lean it, it becomes an alarm clock.
And I don't like that because that feels feels like blue light still. And like I'm not supposed to be.
No, it changes color in the.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It does, and it's dope. It looks exactly like an. You can have it be like a clock.
I think
with like hands.
Is that when it's in like do not disturb mode?
I don't. Or sleep mode? I don't know why mine's not working right now.
Well,
we've lost the plot.
But I'm saying you don't.
I don't like my phone because I definitely don't want to like
switching.
I don't want to hit the phone because then I'm now into my phone.
Do you see
and I'm
a
awake.
Yeah.
Right.
I just
want a quick look over, see the time. Okay, I got a couple more hours to sleep. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
Whereas my wife has a clock on her side that's just it's an analog clock that you can't see at night, which is insane behavior. But we'll do that another time.
My God.
So, okay. But what's been happening is my lovely daughter. She is walking, she's touching stuff, she gets to the alarm clock, and she's hit some buttons on it. And I don't understand, she's changed the setting on it. I don't know how to get it back. So what I want is just the time, and mine even says the temperature of the room, which I like to know. If I should throw a leg out from the covers or not.
You don't just base it on what your body feels like, you want to look over it.
So,
wait, I have a problem here. Is this actually teed off at your daughter?
A little bit. It's more the clock. It's
or
more the clock.
You teed off that you're such a boomer that your like VCR light is flashing 12 o'clock right now. You don't know how to operate your own clock.
I want to tell you about the setting change on this alarm clock. So what it used to do, just time and temperature, just solid at any point. Now it does time and temperature. And then every like 10 seconds, it'll flash. And now it shows you the date really little. and the year. And then it'll flash back to the time. In what world would I wake up in the middle of the night and go, my God, what year is it? Never! I would never do that. Why is that a setting? Who would ever need that? Why do you need to tell me what year it is?
You were awaking from a coma.
Yeah.
That's the whole, yes. Or New Year's. Those are the two. I've already thought about it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a woman who got her drug stash caught because of her pet.
Ugh.
And it's probably one of the more unusual pets we're ever going to have on this here stupid segment.
Okay. I've got kind of an unusual story, too, because it involves Ringo.
Star?
The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
A woman in Florida!
Let's go!
Had a scary run-in with a black bear. And this is where I say there are bears in Florida.
Hold on. Is that true?
Yeah.
I think there are.
That's what.
Or somebody just has a black bear as a pet?
No. I don't know.
There's mountains in Florida, right?
No.
Yeah, there is. There's like
maybe in the north parts.
Where do the bears live when they're not being.
Yes. Florida black bears are present in the state. Approximately 4,000 right now.
The black bears, which one's the one that is the worst one?
Brown lie down, black lie back.
Oh, so brown's the bad one.
I think so, but I don't
know. Why would you lie down for that guy?
Because you want to pretend to be dead because they don't want you. They want a fresh kill.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
You learn something on stupid stories.
Yeah. Brown lie down. Okay. Black lie back.
Anyways, so this woman in Florida had a scary run-in with a black bear.
Uh-huh.
And she luckily got away.
Okay.
She was walking her dog, her chihuahua, named Ringo.
Oh, there's Ringo.
Yeah.
Almost as useless as Ringo Starr.
Ringo's more like...
Yeah.
And Erica just did an accent. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it was a dog.
Her debut accent.
The bear went after the dog, and luckily, this woman had a bag of cookies on her. So she, swung the bag of cookies, and I guess it was able to scare it away at that point.
We've got a new lyric to Black Lie Fight Back. It's
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie.
So the bear.
She said, I kind of feel bad, but I smacked the bear across the face with a bag of cookies and then threw them at her face. Luckily, no one was hurt. Okay. Not even the bear.
The bear's just like, yeah, thank you. I was looking for.
Honestly,
does the bear feel bad? I don't know.
I would take the cookies.
Okay. All right. Can we hear your chihuahua impersonation? All right. My story, not from Florida. Mm. It's from Ohio.
Mm.
Okay. They talk.
That was Erica. Please send your hate text directly to her if you're from Ohio. A woman was driving and was pulled over by the police. Anyway, let me just get to the end of the story. At a certain point, she was taken into custody. They put her in the back of the police car, and they were going to go up and check out her car when they noticed her crazy, weird pet in the... I don't have...
Oh, is it a ferret?
It's a raccoon.
Oh!
And the raccoon was sitting in the front of the car holding a crack pipe.
What?
With its cute little
Rocket
bandit
really
mask.
Had some rough time after...
The raccoon just showed the police where all of her drugs were, her paraphernalia. It just kept his name is Chewy.
Chewy, be cool.
Chewy,
be cool.
Chewy handed the cops everything except the crack pipe.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yes, Chewy the crack-coon. Hatch naturally reacted for the win. Yes, if you're in Ohio, look for Chewy the raccoon.
Just call him raccoons.
Yes. And here he is with the juxtaposition of a chihuahua. There you go. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.